USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nancy Pelosi was reelected Sunday to her fourth term as Speaker of the House.
The Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 117th Congress.
Pelosi received 216 votes to 209 for Kevin McCarthy. Two House Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, voted for someone else, giving one vote each to Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Hakeem Jeffries of New York. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing an effort by fellow Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who intends on objecting to the count of the Electoral College votes on Wednesday and instead proposed the creation of a commission to investigate irregularities in the presidential election. In a statement released Sunday, Graham said the effort has zero chance of becoming reality and would not go far enough to help President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Multiple people have died in a car crash in California. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California, between a Dodge and a Ford pickup collided head-on, killing nine people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say eight occupants in Saturday's crash, seven of the passengers appeared to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustained fatal injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The crash remains under investigation. It's still unknown whether drugs or alcohol factored into the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the U.S. crosses another grim milestone in the COVID pandemic, there is hope that vaccinations will soon pick up. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The U.S. has surpassed 350,000 deaths from COVID-19, the highest death toll in the world from the virus by far. New York has recorded over 1 million cases, the fourth state to do so behind California, Texas, and Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says the U.S. is behind its goals on getting the population vaccinated.
There's now about 4 million. We wanted to get to 20 million, but some little glimmer of hope is that in the last 72 hours, they've gotten 1.5 million doses into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is much better than the beginning when it was much, much less than that.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city plans to vaccinate 1 million residents by the end of the month. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
On the final day of the NFL regular season, the Cleveland Browns secured their first playoff berth in 18 years, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-22. The Baltimore Ravens clinched their wildcard spot by blowing out the Cincinnati Bengals 38-3, and the Buffalo Bills secured the 2 seed in the AFC and home field advantage through the divisional round, rolling the Miami Dolphins 56-26. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.